This is the Parental Alienation Speaks podcast. I'm Cheryl Mefford. Research shows that both mothers and fathers alienate. The examples shared in this video are specific to our situation. In a previous video, I listed the 17 alienation tactics that are used in child custody. Those 17 tactics have been put into 5 categories. Here is the number 2 tactic used by an alienating parent. Something I always say is that if parental alienation were a quilt, fear would be the thread that held it all together. By constantly insinuating a parent is someone to fear, psychological dependence on the alienator increases. It's also a whole lot easier to manipulate a child that's afraid. These are a few ways that fear was instilled in the kids by the alienator. Number 1. Our alienator hid the kids in a domestic violence shelter for 3 weeks under the guise that their dad was a dangerous and abusive alcoholic. So not only was that mantra reinforced by her, but they also heard it from the staff day in and day out. Number 2. When the alienator would take the kids to a counselor, she would be the one doing all of the talking. The kids would be present in the room, but she would be the one telling whatever story. So it didn't matter if there was any truth to what she was telling the counselor. It only mattered that the kids were present and that fear was being reinforced into their minds. Number 3. The alienator constantly told the kids they would have to go to court and choose a parent. We didn't realize that was taking place until we took the kids to a counselor and the counselor had them draw something they thought was bad. And that's when Liam drew this, a court drawing. That was the first inclination that we had that she was including them in any kind of conversation about what was taking place. Number 4. Making the kids afraid to be in our home. We live below a dam in Missouri, and one night Liam was very upset. He kept saying things like, "What's the plan? How are we going to get out? I don't want to drown. I don't want to die. What is the plan, Dad?" And Jack and I looked at each other and we said, "What's going on, buddy?" And he said, his mom told him that the dam would break when he was here sleeping in his bed, and he would die in his sleep. Number 5. When the alienator would take the kids to the meetup spot for my husband's visit, the alienator would call the police and tell them how scared she was of him and how she feared for her children's lives on the way there. It didn't matter that there was no threat. What mattered was that the little ears in the back of the car heard every word. When the alienator would call the kids when they were with us, she would always try to insinuate fear, especially into the oldest daughter, because she knew if she could win the oldest daughter, then it was just a matter of time before she had the other two. Number 6. Well, child checks were used to reinforce the fact that Jack and I were people to be feared. It was a recurring theme every visit. It didn't matter that there was nothing ever found during any of those checks. What mattered was that the police showed up and reinforced to the kids that, in fact, Dad and Cheryl must be people to be feared since the police are here again. If you found this information helpful, please like and subscribe to my channel and go to parentalalienationspeaks.com to learn more about our story. I'm Cheryl Mefford, and I'm fighting for childhoods.